This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The president of Western Illinois University says the school will not allow itself to be bogged down by the state budget impasse. The state has gone nearly 2 years without a budget. During that time, Western has received only about half of the state appropriation it would normally expect. Despite that, a defiant-sounding President Jack Thomas says Western will move forward.
We would not let this budget impasse define who we are. And I'm going to repeat that. We will not let this budget impasse define who we are.
Thomas outlined the university's updated goals during news conferences in Macomb and the Quad Cities. He says Western will work to stabilize its enrollment at around 10,000. The university this spring fell below that mark for the first time in recent memory. Thomas says Western will also seek more revenue from mission-driven grants, fundraising, and business partnerships. Other goals include creating new degree programs and certificates, expanding distance learning, and increasing internship opportunities. Macomb Mayor Mike Inman is heartened to hear Western lay out a plan it will follow with or without adequate financial support from the state.
The administration is not going to sit by and point fingers or say essentially woe is us. They're going to do what they can within their control to move the institution forward, and I think that's very important.
Inman says Western has a huge economic impact, not just on his city, but on the entire Western Illinois region. He says that economy is being hurt by the uncertainty from state government. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.